Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I did that thing. I hate that. Hello, good afternoon. How are you? Thanks, Greg James. It's Monday afternoon and Monday is nearly all over when you hear my voice. The voice of doom. Hello, this is Mills on Radio 1. How are you? My weekend consisted mostly of seeing my mum, which was nice. She sends her love. And also pursuing Mary Queen of Shops to reply to me on Twitter, which she did today. So it's all good.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, no Becky today. It's day three now, is it? Day three of her well-deserved holiday. But she's back tomorrow, so it's just me. But, you know, I'm always up for meeting new people, and I will today, because we've got a brand new contestant on... Oh, what's occurring? At 5.20. It's 4:10. Hope all is okay with you. I have found a really good way of annoying people over the weekend. So if you're feeling in a bit of a mood today, because it's Monday, you want to annoy someone else, then here's the ideal way to do it. My flatmate is getting really mad about this at the moment, because our friend, John, is finishing every text that he sends to him with just one certain word on the end. So if you are about to send a text, or you're going to in the next 5-10 minutes or so, right, this is what I want you to do. Just say whatever you were going to say when you text them, and then you put one word at the end, and that word is babes. B-A-B-E-S, babes. It gets them really rattled. Go on, do it now. If you are going to send a text, doesn't matter who it's to, right, just say what you're going to say. For instance, John, over the weekend to my flatmate, put, just come over after work's finished on Monday, babes. So just put what we're going to send on the text and then just put the word babes at the end. It can be to your dad, to your boss, to your mate in the pub. It doesn't matter who it is. And just see what they come back with. I guarantee if you keep doing it, it will really, really annoy them. Just text them now, go on. Say what you're going to say in your text and then put the word babes on the end. B-A-B-E-S, babes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I just say, when you are sending this text to whoever it is, don't put babe, okay? It has to be babes. B-A-B-E-S. It will get them really annoyed, promise you. Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Ben from Colchester.
Ben from Colchester, what's happening?
Not a lot, mate, just working in the sun.
What's going on, babes?
Well, yeah, imagine. That's pretty much one of the most annoying words in the world, I think.
Why do you think that?
Well, I had a girlfriend probably about 6 months ago, and I think every single sentence, and every time she couldn't actually call me by my first name, it was babes.
Babes this, babes that.
Pretty much.
Even on text?
Yep, every text, more or less.
Oh, that's so annoying, babes.
Big time.
Yeah, I find the text even more annoying than people saying it, though. I think it really gets to them after a while. If you use every time you use them on text, just put babes on the end.
Yeah, it doesn't do any favours. I think it's more annoying, the simple fact is that they're not face-to-face, so it seems like they are genuinely doing it for a point.
All right, well, here's the thing, babes. Next text you send, will you just put it on the end?
Why not?
Okay, I love you.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello, Chris Smith.
Hello, all right?
Yeah, good. I noticed there was no Justin Bieber story in your news there.
We've been talking about the Justin Bieber story.
Yeah.
Like it. It didn't quite make the 4:30 news, I'm afraid, no.
Okay. If you haven't heard this yet, Justin Bieber may have a slight problem. So you do know about this, right?
I know about this. It's about the campaign where his fans can vote online for what country he goes on tour to.
That's right. Yeah. I just wonder if you could maybe search it out a bit more for me, please.
Yes. Shall I let you know more at 5:00?
That would be incredible.
I'll do that.
Justin Bieber, if you haven't heard, has started a competition for countries to vote for him to come and play there. So, for example, if you're a Bieber fan from Australia, you just put it online. Hi, Justin, I'm from Australia. Please come and play here. And it's called the Justin Bieber My World Tour Competition. And then, obviously, the winning country gets a gig by Bieber. Now, from what we've heard, this contest has been slightly hijacked. With less than 2 days left to vote, North Korea is way in the lead, with nearly 500,000 people from North Korea wanting Justin to tour there. And let's face it, he doesn't even know where Germany is. So, unless it changes in the next 2 days, Bieber's going to have to do a gig in North Korea.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Right, I need your help with this, okay? I've got a new house and haven't met the brand new neighbours yet. Let's face it, can't be worse than the last ones though, can it? I am still living in the old house at the moment, so hello, bad neighbours, if you're listening. I'll be out of your hair soon. Won't have to worry about me anymore, playing my music at 10 o'clock at night. Chucking water on me. So yeah, that's nearly all over. Oh, there was another one the other day while I'm at it. Apparently I put the recycle bin, the actual kind of bin, in the wrong area. Hate it when that happens. I was supposed to put it in the special recycle area, not in the normal bin area. So I'm sorry that I messed that up for you. Hopefully we won't be able to have these chats anymore because my new neighbours will be nice. Anyway, what's the deal here, right? Have I been watching too many American films and episodes of Desperate Housewives? Am I supposed to go round and bring gifts to them because I've moved in? Do I just turn up with a smile on my face and a basket full of freshly baked bread, cookies, cakes, etc. and go, "Hi there, I'm new in the neighbourhood. My name's Scott." Or do they do the same to me? Like, do they bring round stuff? What happens? Like Gemma, who worked on the show today, she moved into her new house a while back and she took them a copy of Heat magazine because she'd bought two by mistake. Quite how you buy two copies of Heat by mistake, I don't know. But she bought the gifts for them and she'd moved in. So now I'm moving in like in the next week or so. Do I need to get baking or do they bake for me? What happens? I'm new in the neighbourhood. Do they come round? Do I make the first move? I don't know. Let me know.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Dan in Southampton says, "It depends entirely, Scott, whether you've moved onto the set of Desperate Housewives or not." Thing is, Dan, I'm just trying to... Have I moved onto Wisteria Lane? No, I haven't. But thanks for asking while I don't speak. I'm sure, if I think back to the early episodes of Desperate Housewives, I'm sure that Brie used to come round with, like, a massive selection of bread and stuff and muffins. It was always muffins and cupcakes and stuff. And normally there'd be like a tartan style tea towel over it. Am I right? Yeah. Or did I just make that up? I think that's right. So I think that they come to me with the baked goods, not the other way around. Liam's been on saying, "If you've moved next door to me, I'd appreciate a carrot cake, please, Scott." All right. Yeah, cool. Get your orders in now in case I've moved next door to you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
I like it, all the blokes are on, going, "Yeah, Brie definitely did that. Yep, she definitely took the baked goods around with the tartan thing over the top. She did, yeah. Okay, well, whatever Brie did, I think I might do. It's a good, like, thing in life to do. Why are you basing your whole life on Desperate Housewives? Blame it on Shameless instead. It'd be a lot better. Yeah, I can maybe make it more Shameless than Desperate Housewives. That'd be good. Someone's saying invite them round to a barbecue as a way of breaking the ice. Yeah, but what if they're not very nice? Then they're in my backyard and I can't get rid of them. And you know what I'm like with confrontation? I won't be able to deal with it. And instead of, like, trying to get rid of them, I will probably just be there for hours, probably disappear to my bedroom and just kind of peer out the curtains until they decide to leave, because I won't want to tell them to get out or have the confrontation of going, "Right, okay, I've got something else to do now."
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
At the start of the show earlier, I was telling you that putting babes on the end of a text is quite possibly one of the most annoying things, especially if you keep doing it to the same person. My mate John's been doing this to my flatmate over the weekend. "Yeah, come over after work, babes." It's just really annoying. Nick's been doing the same thing. All right, Nick.
Hey, what, mate?
What's going on?
Well, after I heard you lot saying about texting babes to people, I thought, well, me and my brother will start doing it, and we've been doing it for roughly hour and a half now.
Who's getting more annoyed, you or your brother?
I reckon it's me, but it's one of them. You've got to carry on doing it till it drops out first.
Right. And what kind of thing have you been texting to each other?
Just a general chat, you know. How are you doing, babes, and all that. And eventually it got round to pool team meet up tomorrow night, babes. It's like, yeah, cool, babes, whenever.
So you're having a pool team meet up tomorrow?
Yeah, we're all going through every single message in our contact saying babes at the end of it.
Oh, I'm quite excited to see who's going to drop out first and stop doing it.
Well, what I'll do is I'll give you another text tomorrow telling you how it's going.
Tomorrow? You're going to carry on till then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, amazing. All right, let me know how it goes.
Okey-dokey then, mate.
Oh, you got ice cream? Was that an ice cream? Oh, no, I thought it was an ice cream van. Is that your other phone?
It's my manager trying to phone me, mate.
Oh, right. I'm always suspicious of people who have two phones. What's that about? There's a lot of it about now, people who have two phones. What's the other phone for, hmm?
Well, it's a work van, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. All right, love you, bye. Podcast. I was speaking to someone earlier today, and they were saying that we really should release some kind of album, even if we can't get it out for the summer, you know, tail end of the summer, because we've been making quite a lot of music lately on this show. And I have not really thought about it, but actually, when you do think about it, we've been producing some right tunes. Now, I'm just kind of wanting to know from you which way you think is best to go with this album, which is going to sell the most, is my most kind of my biggest question. Because I don't really know which way to go with this. I mean, we could do an entire album of country songs, starting off with the one I did with Kylie last week.
I'm spinning around, you're out of my way. I know you're feeling me because you like it like this. Breaking it down, I'm not the same. I know you're feeling me because you like it like this.
Oh, that was my original demo, which didn't feature Kylie. One that doesn't speak, we just played the demo out. It's fine. But Kylie was on the other one. That was just the one we practiced beforehand, just to make sure she'd like it. Oops. Or do I go just do an album of Posh Radio 4 lady doing kind of late night love album?
She's got both hands in her pocket. And she won't look at you. Won't look at you. She hides true love. En su bolsillo. She's got a halo around her finger. Around you.
This is Alejandro Candlelight Mix.
You know that I love you, boy. Hot like Mexico. Rejoice.
Yeah, you get the idea. Or do we just go with our accordion-based dance tracks for the new album? Like the one we did with Katy Perry.
Put my hands up. Put my hands up. Put my hands up. And say... Hold up.
Yeah!
Lollipop lady.
Yeah!
Lollipop girl.
Yeah!
Lollipop lady. I wanted to be one of those girls.
That's Lollipop
Put
lady
my
by
hands up.
Katy Perry.
Put my hands up.
Okay, here to prove it, that I did actually sing with Kylie and perform with her, here is the version we did when she came in.
I know you're feeling me because you like it like this. Breaking it down. I'm not the same. I know you're feeling me because you like it like.
Oh, yeah.
It might be difficult to persuade Kylie to do a whole album, but she seemed up for it when we spoke to her last week.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You see, there's so many I haven't even thought about. There's Timmy Trendy, bang on trend. There's Posh Radio 4 lady performing with Diddy, doing that ukulele song. James King's here. Hi, James.
Hi, babes.
Oh, God. You're thinking of duets, do you think?
The duets album could work. You've done quite a few already, like the Kylie one.
Yeah.
I'd buy it.
I forgot,
I'd ask you for a free copy.
Yeah. I forgot I also performed with Leona Lewis once.
Yeah.
On a track called Love Handles.
I remember it, Love Handles, yeah.
So, yeah, there's actually quite a lot to choose from. Should we play Love Handles again? I don't like to brag about my performances with big stars, but I did do this. I love your love handles, handles, handles. I love your love handles. I'm the one that's not in tune here.
Handles. I love your love handles. Handles.
But can you handle my love?
Can you handle my
love? But can you handle my love?
See, that was Leona Lewis duetting with me. And look at where she is now. Look at her. Right, okay. We'll work on the album. Now it's time for this.
What's the kidding?
James King, hello again.
Hello, how are you?
Thanks for very good. Thanks for being on What's Occurring Today.
It's the first time.
I know.
I've sort of been part of the joke before, but I've never taken part in the competition.
You never actually played the game.
I'm very excited.
And I saw on your Twitter, you said it might be a career high point for you.
Well, taking part in What's Occurring, this is like a you know, an iconic show, an iconic quiz.
Yeah. It is to be. I mean, it has to be said. Once you've done it, like normally, you like
it's
the work
all downhill.
Well, no, the work floods in. Look at Mr. Jam.
Yeah,
I mean, we propelled his career just from him playing this a few times.
Right. Jerry Butler.
Jerry Butler. Look at him now.
Look at him.
Look at him. See. Right. Let's meet our new contestant. It's Charlie. Hello.
Hello.
A girl, Charlie, who is 20, and you're from Lichfield, off of Staffordshire.
Yeah, that is right.
What do you do, Charlie?
I'm an estate agent.
Oh, I bet you work hard.
Pardon?
You work hard, don't you?
Yeah, 6 days a week hard.
Is it?
Yeah.
But you've also been on Britain's Got Talent.
Wow, sort of.
What
happened? Well, not even halfway.
So who were you then? Would we have seen you on the telly?
No, we thought we were going to be on the telly because we did the audition in front of the producers, and then they took us outside and they filmed us all, and like everyone had to be quiet and watch us, and you know, the bit at the end, they go, oh, Charlie's going in to sing now, and you had to pretend to be nervous, and then we never got through.
You had to pretend to be nervous?
Yeah, no, they said you got to pretend to be nervous because we'd already done it and it was afterwards.
Oh.
Did you meet Amanda Holden?
No, there was no, none of the good people were there.
I like it when she claps like a seal.
I like that.
Favourite bit, yeah.
So you had to pretend to be nervous. Was that around about the same time as the bloke presses that big play button and fades up the fader? I love that bit.
Yeah, it was really, it was quite cringy.
Do you think when the bloke presses the play button, it's just the same shot each time? Or do you think they actually record it each time
definitely.
It's just one shot repeated over and over again?
Yeah.
And they like, even when you're in the audience, they film the audience, so you just stand up and clap.
Oh.
Sorry to ruin it for you.
Oh, you've ruined the whole thing now. I'm never going to watch it ever again.
I know, sorry.
So the play button is just one shot of a play button.
Well, don't quote me, but I guess that's what they do.
And the audience could just be clapping at any old random.
Yeah, they just clipped. They just decide, well, oh, that was good, we'll put the audience clapping on that bit.
You've just killed that show off.
I know. Well, it killed it for me too, because they never put me through, so...
Oh, yeah. That poor girl rolling her eyes at Susan Boyle probably never even rolled her eyes at Susan Boyle.
Yeah.
And now she's had to change her name and her identity.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all fake.
Yeah.
No, fake.
I'm sure it's... I don't think you can say that. I don't think it's all fake.
Okay, well...
Yeah.
I'm just a bit biased now because they didn't put me through.
You're a bit bitter, that's right.
Yeah, that's it. I'm bitter.
Okay, Charlie. Well, welcome to today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Thank you.
Let's play the game with James King off of Actual Films.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one. You know Twilight, Charlie?
Yeah.
Do you love it?
I do love it, yeah.
Very popular books, aren't they?
I watched it on Saturday. I didn't read the books.
All right. You don't read the books just to see the films?
Yeah, it's just for Robert.
Do you love it?
Yeah.
Some people are obsessed. On the 519 show last night, they had girls and boys, some boys, mostly girls, reading out excerpts from their favourite bits of the books.
I was there, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, incredible.
No, I wouldn't say I was obsessed with the film. It's just Robert.
Oh, okay. Well, this is going to be great for you. You're going to love this. James, you went to LA to interview our Pats, didn't you?
Oh.
Yeah, and I was in the room with him and had to explain to him what Oh, What's Occurring was and the setup of the quiz. Now, you might think that because I did that, I've got an unfair advantage in playing Oh, What's Occurring. But, I mean, I can understand that. That's, you know. But all I'll say is this. I was so nervous in the room because I was in America and, you know, I was so worried about the recording equipment failing and all this kind of stuff that when he was doing what I asked him to do, I wasn't really listening, to be honest. So actually, I'm pretty much on a level playing field with you, Charlie. So I don't really know the answer. So, you know, although it may seem that it's a bit unfair towards me, it's not.
Here's what happened when James met Arpat.
Scott Mills. No, there's a picture of Scott there. You know Scott?
I've never seen his face before.
Yeah, there you go.
Never seen my face before. Did you not watch the Midweek National Lottery? What's that about?
He said he preferred it when Dale Winton does it on Saturday.
Yeah, he prefers Jenny Faulkner. No, there was actually, I have to say this again, there was a morning about a year ago when he was supposed to see my face in person in an interview, and Twilight fans have never forgiven me for this.
I remember this well.
I actually slept through the whole interview. I know.
I think Grimmie went and covered it for you.
Yeah, that's right. I was tired. So I missed meeting Robert Pattinson.
How could you do that?
I know, that's what everyone says, but I did. I'm so sorry. Anyway, here's the next bit with James and Arpat.
Now, he said in the last 30 seconds of the interview, can you do a little test on Rob and see how many women's names he can think of in 30 seconds?
Okay, that's so dangerous.
So dangerous? Why?
Because
well, in case you forget someone.
What's dangerous about it, James? What do you know? What do you know?
Exactly. I don't really know. He just laughed in an evil way.
I like it. You are so busy with him that you call him Rob.
Well, yeah, that's only... I know it sounds awful, doesn't it? But that's only because everyone around him calls him Rob. And then when you want to call him Robert, it just sounds a bit formal. So I was just blending in.
Yeah. Okay. So, it was name as many girls' names as you can. That was the question that we put to Robert Pattinson. So if you're a girl, or even if you just have a girl's name, maybe your name is about to be said by actual Arpat. Wow. Oh, my God! He had 30 seconds to name as many girls' names as he could. But how many could he do? Charlie, first.
How many seconds?
30 seconds.
15.
15 girls' names in 30 seconds. James King.
I'm going to go for 18.
Okay. Right. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Robert Pattinson saying some girls' names in a few seconds.
Claire, Violet, Elizabeth, Victoria, Jessie, Jenny, Matilda, Michaela, Makita, Frankie, Jamie. I'm just doing guys' names now.
10 seconds to go.
Lilibet. Benyana. Violetta.
And we're up. Wow, Lilibet, I like that.
Lilibet, Benyana. I should have just invented words. The same name kept coming to my head. Keep saying Elizabeth.
And all its different versions of different countries. That was very impressive. Thank you very much.
14 girls' names.
Yes. I'm so good.
You are good, Charlie.
Well, you're two out, but... Oh, how many did you say? 15, wasn't it? Oh, actually, that's pretty
one
good.
Out.
Well done. That's good.
So you get the point, Charlie.
Woohoo, thanks.
Some girls are going to be so excited listening now.
Especially Lilibet.
Yeah. It's like... I mean, right now, especially if your name is...
Benyana.
You are going to be very excited about that. Or if your name's Jenny.
Jenny.
You've got Arpat now saying your name. Listen to this, all you Lilibets out there.
Lilibet.
That was Arpat saying your name.
Lilibet.
Violetta. Arpat loves you as well.
Violetta.
There we are. Which I thought was an ice cream-based dessert until...
Violetta.
Until he told us it was a girl's name. Now, here's what I've done. I've got a bit of the trailer from the brand new film here. Listen to this.
Isabella Swan, I promise to love you every moment forever.
So, now, it's going to be like Arpat is talking to you. So let's start with Claire. That's a good name. Listen.
Claire.
I promise to love you every moment forever.
It's like he's actually saying it.
Yeah, look, listen.
Frankie.
I promise to love you every moment forever.
Girls going wild up and down.
And if you're
UK.
A bloke called Frankie as well and you like Arpat.
Yeah. What? Or if you're a Jamie.
Yep.
Jamie.
I promise to love you every moment forever.
You get the idea. But, I mean, you know...
I think there's money to be made from this.
Yeah.
Victoria.
I promise to love you every moment forever.
No Charlie there, though.
I know.
Sorry about that.
How could you do that to me?
Well, just change your name to Makita.
Oh, I could do that.
Makita.
I promise to love you every moment forever.
There's your answer, see?
I love you too, Rob.
You love it. Anyway, Charlie gets the point on that one, and let's move on.
Oh! What's the curtis?
You found a Come Dine With Me, James?
Yeah.
Yeah? This O was spotted by Rachel from Newcastle. We do like it when you send in your suggestions, so thanks for this, Rach. Yesterday, at about 4:30... an episode of Come Diamond with Me was on, but then it so often is. And this time it was a lady called Zoe. And you know how some people say phrases a bit too much? What's your one that you say a lot?
Well, I always say however a lot.
I say actual too much.
I've noticed that.
Mm. Well, Zoe's one on Come Diamond with Me appears to be fair. My question to you: how many times on Come Dine With Me Yesterday did Zoe say, to be fair, James?
What, is half an hour an episode?
Yeah.
So it's one 30-minute episode. To be fair, I reckon you could probably get in... I'm going to go for 18 again.
18 again, yeah. And Charlie?
Okay, in that case, I'll say 15 again.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Got your answers?
Okay.
Are you sure?
No.
What do you want to do?
Okay, 15. No, 14.
Could make all the difference.
That was the winning answer last time, so 14.
14, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got your answer. Let's find out.
Okay.
Here is Come Dine With Me from yesterday, and Zoe, to be fair.
It would be important if they all walked over me and went, God, she's horrible. I think I'd be quite upset, to be fair. Working as a landlady of a pub, you get kind of get the bosom jokes and stuff all the time. It doesn't bother me in the slightest, to be fair. They seem like a really good crowd. They seem really sociable and very chatty, which is all I wanted, to be fair.
Just like me, they long.
To be fair. Can't get much fresher than that, to be fair, can you? To be fair. I am very competitive, but to be fair. To be fair. In every disco I get in, my heart is pumping for love. To be fair. To be fair.
Oh, a nice bit of blue there at the end.
Bit of Lee Ryan, we all enjoyed that.
Uh-huh. So, on Come Dine With Me, to be fair, was said 8 times.
Yay!
Just 8 times.
Woo!
Go on, Charlie. Right, next one.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's your last one today. You know you and your lovely lady, James?
I do, yeah.
Do you have any special names for each other? Jimmy Wow?
No, not really. I'd like to... I mean, she's my wife, so I like to kind of just confirm that by calling her wife.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. Maybe not that kind of PC, but I like it.
Yeah. Hello, wife. We went out onto Stupid Street and asked them, what pet names do you have in your relationship? I will give you a point if you can tell me one of them that they said. We'll start with Charlie.
Oh, no. That's hard.
I know.
Something like Squishy.
Squishy.
Is that one of your nicknames?
No, I'm trying to think of okay, so Squishy. My Squishy. Oh, okay. That's Finding Nemo.
James.
I'll go for Honey Bun.
Oh, that's better.
Squishy and Honey Bun. Let's find out.
Ow!
So we went to Stupid Street and asked them, what pet names do you have in your relationship?
Do you call your girlfriend or partner a pet name?
My friend, she used to call her boyfriend Fuzzy Bum. I know, I'm not sure why.
I have called my girlfriend Bear before.
Bear?
Yeah.
Where did Bear stem from?
It's all just all cuddly, really.
One of my girlfriends, she used to call me Snugglebutt.
And why is that?
She's said that it was to do with my bum and how she liked to snuggle it.
Do you have any pet names?
Yeah, my girlfriend called me Hun Bun and Apple Pie.
Do you call her anything back?
Once I call her Honey Boiler.
Bunny Boiler.
You called your girlfriend Bunny Boiler.
Yeah, she got mad. After that, I didn't call her any other names.
He doesn't know what that is, does he?
Have you ever had any pet names or called anyone strange names?
Yeah, kind of. My ex-girlfriend. She kind of didn't like that much, though. Her best friend's name, Louise, was always Joanne.
So you called your girlfriend her best friend's name?
Always.
Are you still with her?
No. Obviously enough.
Is that because of the name?
No, actually. I did a lot worse things.
Okay, good.
Do you have any pet names, or do you call your girlfriend any names?
I usually call my girlfriend Tiny Moon.
Tiny Moon? That's pretty.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just reminds me of a mass moon in the sky, you know, polished moon.
So it reminds you of a moon in the
no,
sky?
No, just of how pretty the moon looks in the sky at night. You know, the
How do you feel about being compared to the moon?
It's all right, I guess.
He means big and round.
My friend called her boyfriend Chocolate Donut.
Do I want to know why? Or?
Because he's tall, dark, and handsome tasty. And tasty.
Have you ever had any pet names?
I have, yes. I was called the Radiator Man.
The Radiator Man?
The Radiator Man.
How did that come about?
I was in bed with my girlfriend one day, and she was holding onto the radiator, and we got a bit carried away, and the radiator came off the wall.
What did you do once the radiator came off the wall?
Carried on and then fixed the leak.
Oh, that's really sweet, isn't it? From then on, he was called the Radiator Man.
Nice.
This happened to us all, though. The radiator falls off. It happened to me once in a hotel in Leicester, actually, a couple of years ago.
But you carry on, carry and fix on. The leak.
Yeah, exactly. And then eventually you fixed the leak. We didn't get around to it. I liked this guy.
Her best friend's name, Louise, was always Joanne.
So you called your girlfriend her best friend's name?
Always. She kind of didn't like that much, though.
Mm.
That's not really a nickname, is it? That's just probably fantasising about your girlfriend's best mate.
Absolutely. And I also like Sarah, who was asking the questions. Her filthy mind here, listen.
My friend called her boyfriend Chocolate Donut.
Do I want to know why?
Well,
yep.
Yeah.
My friend called her boyfriend Chocolate Donut.
Do I want to know why?
No, it's just that it was dark and sweet. It's nothing to do with anything else. God, wash your mind out. So, James got Honey Bun in there.
Thank you.
But Charlie wins 2-1 on today's Oh. Hello?
Yay!
Oh, I thought you'd fallen asleep.
Well done, Charlie.
Nice one.
I'm just celebrating.
How exactly?
I jumped up a bit.
Okay, yeah. It was a really quiet celebration. James, thank you for being on Oh today.
Pleasure.
And Charlie, if that's all right, we will speak to you tomorrow at this time.
Woohoo!
Speak to you then.
Yay!
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
High five.
Bye.
Oh, what's the curtain?
If you love a bit of Twilight and you like a bit of R-Pat, then make sure you listen again to the 519 show from last night. It's available at Listen Again online at bbc.co.uk/radio1 because they had a Twilight special. So for all things Twilight, listen again, look up 519 show and it's there for you. Meanwhile, if your name is Jesse, you now have R-Pat saying this.
Jesse.
I promise to love you every moment forever.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of people called Claire have been on going, oh my God, R-Pat said my name. And Frankie in Southsea is extremely happy at the moment.
Frankie.
I promise to love you every moment forever.
Scott Mills.
Exciting news. You know, last year we did a musical called Scott Mills the Musical at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. And we didn't think we'd be able to do it, to be honest. But it went rather well. We literally had to create a musical from scratch. We had to write it. We had to get songs. We had to get a cast together. But we did actually get some good reviews. Who'd have thought it? The news is we are going back to the Fringe. We're going back to Edinburgh in August. I cannot wait for this. It's such a good atmosphere there. And tomorrow on this show, we will find out what this year's challenge is. Last year, we did a musical from scratch. What is this year's challenge? We're going to be doing our show every day for a week from the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, and we will have to put on a show of some sort, I reckon. Find out tomorrow what that challenge is. I'm hoping it's kind of some sort of interpretive dance, because I could do something through the medium of dance fairly easily.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Right, I know you like to keep having updates of what's happening. I've now got the keys to my new house. Now, the one that doesn't... Oh, God. There's a lot of keys in here. The one that doesn't speak is concerned that I'm living in some kind of castle, because they do sound like the kind of keys you get, like, when you're given the key to the city or something. Or if you do have, like, a big haunted mansion or a door that opens like this. That is what I'm going to be doing mostly tonight, though. Opening my big door and working out which key fits where for about 3 hours. Joy.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.